The Old Moles' Joe Clement introduces a song about basic old mole themes, the exploitation of our lives and the plundering of the earth by capital and the blind pursuit of profits. Stay tuned after the song for the Movie Moles review of Joker. Here's Joe.
This is Joe Clement for the Old Mole Variety Hour. Up next, we're going to listen to a long didactic song by Leon Rosselson. Leon Rosselson is a prolific British singer-songwriter. He has written absolutely poetic and stirring songs that he often sings while playing guitar. His songs have a decidedly socialist kind of messaging to it, from his song Song of the Old Communist to Billy Bragg's cover of The World Turned Upside Down, which is about the Christian communist movement in the 17th century to overthrow the enclosure of the commons. Rosselson's songs tap into a lost sense of indigeneity that Americans have long since given up since coming to the New World, but that was under attack in medieval Europe as commercial and colonial powers were starting to take root, notably in Britain. But as his song, Stand Up for Judas, makes clear, the civilizational project that has wiped out indigenous people across the world has, in Europe, certain roots that go all the way back to the Roman Empire. Maybe it's true what Philip K. Dick said, the empire never ended. Part of what makes this next song interesting and why I want to share it in its entirety is because it goes through this dialectical dual perspective of oppressor and oppressed. The oppressor is the one who is handing down orders, but they are also kind of divorced from their life. Others are taking care of all the menial tasks because the most important and weightier matters are saved for them. There's a recurring theme of the commodification of everything. One crop is as good as another as long as the cash keeps pouring in. And there's subtle snark leveled against the idea that they represent progress and the future, and that that future is a good one. Along the way, we hear critical verses about moral relativism and handing out checks to charity so no one can call you mean. And then there's the recurring perspective of the oppressed, who are identified as black like the dust, brown like the earth. We hear the story of their enslavement and of being worked to death in mines. We hear themes of colonization as people's tongues and stories are taken away from them. But also an energizing kind of, well, not nostalgia, because I believe in it and I don't think you can believe in nostalgia, but a memory of the old ways. And in a verse very close to the end of the song, there's this transcendental feeling invoked when they sing, "Someday and soon, the mountains will shake, the drum will sound, the sun will turn black, and from the dust and from under the earth, we will arise proclaiming this truth. All life is sacred, all life is one, from the rocks on the mountain to the children to come." We're being brought to the concept of caring for the future generation, 7 generations down the line, it's sometimes recommended. Without further ado, Leon Rosselson sings, "Who reaps the profit? Who pays the price?"
You sit there handing down orders. You examine the terms of the deal. A car is always waiting. Other hands turn the wheel. The doors slide open before you. The door slides shut behind. Other hands carry your luggage. Weightier matters engage your mind. You take the gold out of the earth. You throw the corpses in. One crop is as good as another, as long as the cash keeps pouring in.
The wheels must never stop turning. The machine must be obeyed. The future has got to be fueled. And there's a price to be paid.
And that's Leon Rosselson with his song, "Who Reaps the Profits, Who Pays the Price," here on the Old Mole Variety Hour on KBOO.